Well, read please in the scriptures in Luke chapter 19. Now, we would like to welcome all who have come in to the gospel service tonight. There might be a stranger. Thank you for coming. Every Sunday night, in the will of the Lord, there's a gospel service in the gospel hall, one block west, corner of Victor and Alice, and you're welcome to attend the gospel meetings. Maybe there's some, and you frequent this place. You come often and listen to the gospel. We welcome you as well. I was thinking, too, how that we should just say thank you to our brothers and sisters here. I'm a visitor. We have enjoyed the fellowship together and the many conveniences that are ours at the conference. We thank those who have put much work in. The Lord will reward you for it. Well, we would like to read then in the Gospel and in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, reading verses 1 to 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now we know the Lord can and will bless his word. We look to him dependent. You know, I had marked out in this gospel, we have only time to read this one account, but there are a number of rich men. We read here about Zacchaeus. We read that he was rich. In the previous chapter, chapter 18, there's a ruler, and he comes to the Lord Jesus and meets with him as well. But his riches stood in the way of him getting to the Lord Jesus. It was an obstacle. It was a hindrance to him. Then back in chapter 12 of the same gospel, you read about a farmer man, prosperous man, a rich man that made every preparation for this life, but no preparation for his soul. And the word of God's commentary upon it is that he was a fool. And he died that way. But you know, I'm thankful, I can tell you, and we can read again about this little man, Zacchaeus. And he too was a rich man who was saved in time. You know, this same gospel reminds us of a rich man in Luke chapter 16, and he missed it. Again, a man who had everything in this life, but left it all one day, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, a rich man, and his riches couldn't save him from that place. Well, what I want to do is just think simply at the commencement of the meeting about little Zacchaeus here in Luke chapter 19. He was a publican. But you know the Lord Jesus Christ, He's a friend of publicans and sinners. I wonder tonight, I wonder if you could single yourself out as a sinner. Well, you say that's not easy. You don't know me. Friend tonight, the chief of sinners. Remember Paul? He said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He recognized himself as a sinner. In the words of the Lord Jesus, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Indeed, he's a friend of publicans and sinners. Could we all just single ourselves out and see ourselves now as God would see us? Why, it's sinners that Christ came to save. And Zacchaeus is one of them. Zacchaeus gets saved. Three things, simple things about Zacchaeus. First of all, I thought of his search. Secondly, of his surrender. And thirdly, of his salvation. Now, we have heard this expression many times, and in our youth we heard and understood it this way, that a seeking sinner and a seeking Savior are sure to meet. And I would like just at the commencement now to think of Zacchaeus in his search. Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. Oh, there was hindrances in his search. But shall we say he was diligent in his search to see the Lord Jesus? Now there's no question as to the Lord Jesus Christ seeking sinners. Why, the whole purpose in his coming was that he might save sinners. And as we read here in our closing verse, verse 10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He's seeking. Just as in Luke chapter 15, there was a woman, and she put on a diligent search that she might find a lost coin. No question. Jesus is seeking. But the question in my mind is this: are you seeking? Are you seeking after God's salvation? Why are you here tonight? Well, we're thankful to see you here. Maybe a friend has brought you. Maybe young folk have come with their parents. We're glad for that. Maybe the strangers come in. We're thankful for that too. But is there an honest seeker? You know the prophet, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And I fear for you tonight. If you're not seeking after God's salvation, the possibility is you miss it. And this is vital. God's salvation is the most important thing that you could seek after. And that you might seek first. Matthew 6 and 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What about your priorities? Would you really seek after God's salvation? Would it head the list? Would it be of more importance to you than anything else, God's salvation? Seeking sinner and a seeking Savior are sure to meet. This little man, Zacchaeus, he sought the Lord. I think of the words of Jeremiah the prophet. He said, ye shall seek me and shall find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. I suppose that scripture didn't really note it down. Until a number of years ago, I heard my brother-in-law in his testimony in the gospel. And he spoke of his search and his visit to many places, including coming to this city in search of God's salvation. And he searched for it, and he searched for it, until finally he found it simply in the Lord Jesus. You know, it's nice to find one that's searching for God's salvation. There are those of us who do gospel work, and it might go a long time before you find a real seeker after God's salvation. But let me tell you this. Last Monday, I got a phone call from a friend. He had just become my friend in the city. I'd visited him a few times. He'd come from the country of Iran. He had made his escape with his wife and two small children, lost one along the way. Dark Muslim man, brought to the city there, hardly knew a word of English. We visited him a few times. He phoned on Monday. He said, you know what? He said, I would like to become a Christian. I'm seeking after this. And I was so taken back because when I read about the Muslims, and when I read about that closed door of the gospel, and when I read about those 40 million souls that sit in darkness and no gospel light of testimony, there is a radio program that penetrates that land. I thought, how is it? Well, he said, 4 years ago, my brother escaped, left his family, escaped from Iran, and went to India. And he said, whatever it means, he's become a Christian. He says, and our family is upset about it. Here he said, can you tell me about Christianity? I said, tomorrow night, Tuesday. I went and I picked up a Persian New Testament and took it along to his home. There he was, gathered with his wife and family. My wife there. And I put in his hand a Persian New Testament, a holy book. He had never held one before. I also brought a little course in English. That didn't mean as much to him as that Persian New Testament. And he started at the back, started to read it through. Oh, that he might continue and be diligent in his search as Zacchaeus was, and that he might get to Christ. The importance then of the search. Well, let me, just before I leave this, there could be difficulties in the way. There could be hurdles. You know, this man, well, we already spoke about his riches, but he wasn't going to let that hinder him from getting to Jesus. You know, there was a crowd of people, and that can very well be a hindrance. We have seen it. The end of chapter 18 records it for you. The crowd was a hindrance to that man. And the crowd could have very well hindered Zacchaeus from getting to Christ. But he's up the tree. He's determined to see the Lord Jesus, to get a sight of him. Say no. That could be a difficulty too. And that brings us to our next one. His surrender. You know, it's nice to see here in verse 5 that Jesus came to the place. Oh, Jesus knew the place. He knew the very tree. He knew the situation in which Zacchaeus was found. And he came to that very place. And he called Zacchaeus by name. He knew his mission. And he called Zacchaeus down. Oh, friend, let me tell you again, Jesus has come to our world, and he's lived and walked in it. Not only that, but he's gone to Calvary, and he's answered to God as to our sin, the Lamb of God that's taken away the sin of the world, the Lord Jesus. He's come to our very place where the gospel comes. The gospel which is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel concerning the Lord Jesus, his death. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. It's come right to your doorstep. It's the good news of the gospel's fallen upon your ears. And that thrills me tonight, because there are millions that sit in darkness. And you have the privilege of hearing the gospel and receiving the Lord Jesus. I think of Zacchaeus again in his surrender. I think of how humbling it was as he descended now out of the tree. Why? To receive the Lord Jesus. We read here in verse 6, he received him joyfully. Are you prepared for that tonight? How earnest are you? How seeking are you? Here it is. Here's the man Zacchaeus. He received religion? No. He received church membership? No. Received my word? No. He received the Lord Jesus. He received him joyfully. Simple, isn't it? Oh, I tell you, John 1 and 12 means something to us. To as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, the receiving of Christ. We were speaking about it the other night. The difficulties that come into our mind and across our pathway, being brought up in a Christian home, hearing the gospel repeatedly, and knowing the scriptures, and trying to believe this thing, and trying to work it out, and trying to pray about it, and all our attempts to get God's salvation. Oh, but when this came home to us that night, 12 years of age, the receiving of the Lord Jesus, to as many as receive him. Oh, what a simple act. Just as you would take a gift. God's salvation is a gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Would you receive it? Would there be a response on your part in the receiving of the Lord Jesus tonight as your Savior? What would it mean? It would mean passing from death into life. Heaven secure. The Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. Let me underline this before I leave it. He received him joyfully. I want to tell you tonight again, salvation is a joyful experience. And salvation is a joyful thing to be in the possession of. I often think of Mercy, one of the characters that's depicted in Pilgrim's Progress. What said, there was joy. Joy in the home. Joy in the heart, and joy in the heaven. And that's how it would be in receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. There would be peace and joy. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is not a disappointment. Jesus is far more to me than in all my golden daydreams I fancied he could be. The more I get to know him, so the more you find him true. The more you long that others come to know too. Friend, salvation is for you. This brings us now to that last final point. His salvation. Verse 9. This day is salvation come to this house. Who came to Zacchaeus' house? Jesus came to the Lord to Zacchaeus' house. And Jesus is salvation. The receiving of him. And we read here again, verse 10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. You know, there's a lovely word there, save. It's a word I can't understand. I can't understand why today multitudes shy away from that word. My son the other day said, you know, where is it in the Bible? It's in the Bible many times. Concerning our Lord Jesus, call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Are you saved tonight? Or are you lost? You know, it's an important discovery that we locate ourselves, that we know where we are spiritually, saved. Are lost in their sins. Well, let me tell you again, salvation is for you. And salvation is in the person of the Lord Jesus. Neither is there any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Are you saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Not might be saved, not hope to be saved, but their words of definite assurance in receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, then, that you might truly locate yourself. Some time ago, a few years ago, I met a young couple, and it seemed that they were most desirous of God's salvation, and we have a little booklet with us. And in the middle page of that little booklet is depicted the two roads chart. Two roads. Road leading to heaven, narrow road, Matthew 7. The road leading down to destruction, wide road. And a door. Outside the door, an invitation comes. I said to that young man, Randy, most likable chap, clean, upright, honest, living boy, Catholic boy. I said, where are you? Which road are you on? Randy just described it. He says, I'm just outside the door. Just outside the door. I referred him again to those words in John 10 and 9, the words of the Lord Jesus when he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. All the verses, all they explain, Randy didn't get it. He left them there. Left the word of God with them, left the scriptures with them. But he was searching, and it wasn't long, it wasn't many weeks until he made the discovery. Until he entered, until he took the step of faith, and he entered through the open door. By grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Give careful attention tonight, dear friend, give careful attention to the gospel. If you're in search of God's salvation, don't put it off. Settle it tonight.